This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kate Harding, the 4-H Program Coordinator. And welcome to the show, Kate. Kate, we're going to talk today about 4-H, and if you would tell us a little bit about the beginnings of 4-H, or shall we say the history, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. 4-H has been around for over 100 years, and typically in the past it was pretty much based on agriculture and home economics, but it's really changed over the last years and now is more spanned to a broader range of individuals. Some new projects that have been brought into 4-H have been cooking, health, photography, visual arts. Robotics has been a very popular one for us this summer and throughout the year. We also have projects such as woodworking, interior design, and there's just a very wide span of project areas that youth can pick from, and it's not just limited to the agriculture and home economics.
Now, who can participate in 4-H?
4-H is open to youth age 8 to 18, and we also have a younger program for youth age 5 to 7, and that is called our 4-H Clover Bud program.
And once someone says, I'm interested in 4-H, or I'm interested in seeing what 4-H has to offer, typically what will happen when that young person comes in and decides to become a member of a 4-H club or so forth?
The youth can, or their parents can, contact the extension office here in Carlinville, and I can give you that contact information soon. But they just show interest in the program, and we provide them with either a traditional club, and we have 12 currently in Macoupin County right now that they can choose from. They can also choose to be an independent member, where they can just work on a project area on their own and not have the club aspect of it. And then also we do offer what's called spin clubs, or special interest clubs, where it's a concentrated area where they just do one specific project area for a six-week time period, so it's a short-term program and not that year-long commitment. So youth or parents could contact the extension office, and then we could get them lined up with either a club or let them know about spin clubs that are going on. And we do also offer several workshops throughout the year, so there's a lot of variety of different things that they can do to be involved in 4-H.
4-H, one sometimes thinks of like the 4-H shows out at the county fair, and that involves animals, but then, as you said, we have things like robotics and all kinds of other things. When someone comes to 4-H and decides to participate, do they pick exactly one thing? Can they do multiple? How does that work?
They can choose multiple, or if they have one specific interest area, they can stick with that. We have what we call the Illinois Clover Manual, and it's a booklet full of the different projects that we offer. So the youth with their parents, they can go through and look through that Clover book and decide what sparks their interest. And again, they can pick one area. We have some kids who are enrolled in several different projects, so it really is based on the individual and what they want to achieve for the year.
Is it something where someone, say, comes in at, maybe 9 years old, they decide they like it, and they stay, well, until you said, I believe, 18 years of age? Can they, like, become more proficient or expert at their field? Or how does that work as far as knowing how they're moving on with their chosen program?
Each project area that they become involved in, there is advancement in those projects. So when they first come in at a nine-year-old or eight-year-old age, they can grow and develop through that project. They do. There is advancement in those with the materials that are offered. So some people will stay in a project 1 year and decide it's not for them, and other kids will really find interest in one project and stay in it the whole time or their whole 4-H career. So again, it's up to the individual, but there are different levels of each of our programs that we offer.
Now, at the time of the airing of this program, there will be many 4-H participants at the state fairgrounds with their particular projects. And what does it take to, say, qualify, as some of these individuals did from Macoupin County? I believe it was 49 that you had in a press release. How do you finally get to, say, the state fair in your chosen program?
Yes, we had 49 participants that will be representing Macoupin County at the state fair this year, and that's a wonderful honor to have and to be up at the state fair. And basically the 4-H members worked on their project throughout the year were able to show at our Macoupin County Fair that we had in June. And based on what they showed, based on their knowledge and their skills that they developed in their project, they earned state fair status, or they became a state fair delegate. So then they get to go on to state fair. So it's the ones that are going are the ones that really stood out in their project area in our county.
Now, you mentioned we have several groups in Macoupin County, so that means, say, if somebody's from Modesto, they may have a group over there. If they're from down Staunton, Bunker Hill Way, you have groups that would fit the people who might want to be with the group setting?
Correct. We have 12 clubs right now in Macoupin County, and all that information can be found on our website and also by just contacting the Extension office in Carlinville.
And that number in Carlinville?
It is 217-854-9604.
And Kate would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County today.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.